This is exactly what it looks like.
It looks like you're going through my drawers looking for my liquor stash.
Like I said, exactly what it looks like.
Okay. Why are we drinking at 10 in the morning?
Today's the day Citrine and Kinley are supposed to give me a makeover. If there's one thing I refuse to be sober for, it's makeup and clothing measurements.
Do you ever think you might have the tiniest bit of a problem?
No.
For someone who's abstinent, you have a frighteningly good gag reflex.
It's a gift. Want some?
I'll pass, thanks. Now, what led to you getting made up by things 1 and 2?
That bet. Citrine and I made it the day after Mello arrived. Supposedly, if you two didn't kiss in a year's time, I'd get a free day of no people in my office.
And if you lost?
Then this would happen.
Day drinking and theft?
A makeover.
You poor thing.
Honestly, I don't know how I'm gonna deal with this. I might as well launch myself out an airlock.
I thought I was supposed to be the drama queen.
Let me have my fun.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. How did you think this bet was okay in the first place? It's a little exploitative, if you ask me.
Because you care so much about that.
I do, actually. I don't think this should be allowed.
What shouldn't be?
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi.
Ugh, are you two gonna be like that all the time now?
I agree. It's utterly disgusting.
You're just mad Kinley isn't going to be giving you all his attention today.
As if I ever got enough to begin with.
I just don't think it's ethical to be deriving a reward from two people's feelings.
Do you mean that dumb bet?
It wasn't dumb until now. Morris, open the nearest airlock.
Cancel that.
Boo.
You're no fun.
I agree with Annie. It's not fair that Citrine is getting something out of this.
Exactly.
And we aren't.
Wait, what?
If anything, I should be the one winning this. I saved the day, after all.
Yes, but I was the one who told you how I felt in the first place. Without that, none of this would have happened.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure it is.
If we're challenging the results of this thing, I don't think I'm a loser either. Technically, it hadn't been a year to the minute that Mella first came here. I should win.
Robert, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works at all.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to get fabulous?
Actually, I'm not. You didn't win the bet.
Excuse me?
It wasn't exactly 1 year since Mella came. Not to the minute, at least. That means I won.
Robert, that's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard.
Exactly. Which is why I'm the winner.
Mella, honey, you're wrong. I am.
Oh, now what the hell is this?
These two feel exploited.
We were!
None of y'all won this thing. I did.
No, I did.
No, I did.
I did.
So, I'm confused. Who won again?
Excuse me. If you would all please just sit down. Thank you. Now, I will hear your case, but I'd like to go over a few ground rules. Each person will be given a turn to speak. There will be no interrupting, interjecting, or talking over each other. Everyone will respect the others. When you are done, I will make my decision, but I must ask that you treat each other with dignity and maturity. Is that clear?
Thank you for taking this case on such short notice.
Yeah, the other guy didn't really gel with our style.
They didn't get our group dynamic at all.
Well, I'm happy to help. Now, what seems to be the issue here?
Okay, I started the bet, let me tell it. So, Mella here had just started work, and she and Annie had chemistry. Like, everyone could see it.
I couldn't.
Yeah, neither could I.
I absolutely hated you.
Anyway, I thought it would be a way to make some easy money, so I bet Robert that they would kiss in at most a year, If he won, I'd change the schedule so he would get a day free of people. If I won, he would have to let me and my friend Kennelly give him a makeover.
And why exactly was a day of free people a prize to you, Dr. Alphelion?
I don't like people.
Oh, I thought there would be an explanation.
Nope, just don't like him.
You have a kid, Robert.
I know.
Okay then, moving on, Miss Inkworm, Miss Saunder, why do you two feel entitled to this reward?
Well, I was the one who confessed my feelings in the first place. Without me, none of this would have happened. Therefore, I should win.
Yeah, but here's the thing. After said confession happened, Annie and I were threatened at gunpoint by Sapphire Son.
You were what?
I crushed the bullet and froze her in place so she was arrested. If I hadn't jumped in, we would probably be dead. A loser should not be entitled to a hero's reward.
Hey!
Sorry, babe.
I'm sorry. You two were threatened at gunpoint?
Yeah, so?
I find it hard to believe that a near-death experience is so easy to talk about.
Oh, we almost die all the time. Remember the lipstick monster?
And when Mella got shot?
And Robert's electron machine?
And when that virus almost killed me?
Yeah, stuff like that just happens. We try not to make a big deal out of it.
Have any of you considered therapy?
Ugh, therapy is just when you pay a person to care about your problems. It's basically a prostitute.
Oh, so that's where Faye learned that word.
I highly doubt.
Anyway, I should be the one that gets that reward, because technically Annie and Mella didn't kiss after exactly a year had gone by. It was just past midnight, not when Mella first arrived. Therefore, I still win.
But you never mentioned a specific cutoff time. We just said the date.
No, we didn't.
Miss Chamotte, did you specify a time for the bet to end?
Well, no.
Then I suppose Dr. Alphelion would be in the right here. If Miss Saunder did not arrive on station at the exact time that she and Miss Inkworm kissed, then it only makes sense that you lost.
What?
Ha! In your face, Citrine.
Wait just a minute. We still don't know who won.
Yes, we do. You two weren't part of the bet at all.
Actually, we were. We were the thing you were betting about. Therefore, if neither of you won, that entitles us to the reward.
But I did win.
It sounds like you didn't. If Citrine doesn't concede, you both lose.
What? That makes no sense.
I agree with Miss Inkworm. Miss Chamotte needs to accept her defeat, or else the winner is still in question.
And I certainly do not.
Are you kidding me? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I know dumb. I work with it daily.
Hey!
I mean, I'm probably, no, definitely the smartest person in the room.
Oh, and you have evidence for this?
Yes. The order is me at the top, then Mella, Annie, and Citrine.
Hey, I'm at least smarter than Annie.
No, she does a lot more math than you.
Yeah, but math is hard.
No, it isn't. It's just numbers.
Look, I'm smarter than Annie. I deal with complex social problems on a daily basis. All she does is say yes or no to shit.
That is so fucking untrue, I don't know where to start. First of all, my job involves a lot more than saying yes or no. Math, for example. Really complex budgeting math, as well as projections and predictions. Plus, I have to be intuitive enough to figure out what's going to work publication-wise.
Okay, but what about...
Citrine, I know what you're going to say, and if you say it, you're fired.
I wasn't going to talk about the reading thing. I'm not that low.
You're pretty down there.
Okay, Mr. High and Mighty. What the hell is up with you putting yourself at the top just because you have a medical degree?
Are you a doctor?
Well, no.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Exactly. Wait, what?
Yeah, I have my PhD in robotics.
How did we not know this?
Because unlike some people, I choose to keep my achievements private instead of insisting everyone acknowledge them every 5 minutes.
Okay, well fine. I know more skeletons than you.
I program life.
I repair it.
In the eyes of artificial intelligence, I am literally a god.
Cute. I once reanimated a dog.
He wasn't even dead.
He was really close.
Do you want to go? Right now?
How many bones of the hand can you name?
How many of Asimov's laws can you name?
Oh, come on. There are at least 50 of them now.
And there aren't that many bones?
Excuse me. As truly riveting as it is watching you two argue, can we please keep to the matter at hand? Now, I see no reason why Dr. Alphelion isn't the winner unless there was actual exploitation committed.
What do you mean? Of course there was exploitation. They were literally betting on our emotional roller coaster.
Maybe so, but unless the two of you actually ended up in a relationship, I don't see how either of you could be declared the winner.
God damn it, they're dating.
Well,
about that.
Wait, you mean you two aren't dating?
Not exactly.
It's sort of complicated.
But didn't y'all, you know, have sex?
Did they have sex? Did they have sex? Jesus fucking Christ. Let me tell you about my Thursday night. Did they have sex? These two fucking jackasses kept me up until 3 in the goddamn morning, making noises I have only heard from motherfucking zombies.
You've seen zombies?
3008 was a weird year.
So you two said y'all loved each other, and you had sex, but you're not in a relationship?
Well, there's a bit of an issue.
Oh, that's what we're calling it now?
Mella.
The only one who has a problem with us is Annie, and it's for a completely stupid reason.
I just don't think you should feel comfortable with the power imbalance.
The what now?
Since Mella is my subordinate and I'm her boss, I don't think it's a good idea that we should date, because the power imbalance would be too strong. I mean, what if I get mad at her at home and threaten to fire her? What if we have to present at work, but we're fighting about something like the dishes?
You never had a problem getting mad at me before.
Exactly. How can you feel comfortable with this?
Because I know it won't be a problem. You've had every opportunity to fire me in the past year, Annie. I've argued with you, insulted your work ethic, your personality, pretty much everything under the sun. Hell, when you couldn't fire me, you tried to get me to quit. I sincerely doubt our work or romantic relationship is going to blow up over something as dumb as us fighting. Do you hate me?
No!
Is there anything I could do realistically to make you hate me?
No!
Then what's the problem? I love my job and I love you. And I mean, to use an outdated phrase, we both know who really wears the pants in this relationship.
Oh, do we? Yeah, I heard that too. You two are disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
Annie, plenty of co-workers have figured it out in the past. Why can't we?
Well, I don't know.
Do you not want to be with me?
No, I do. It's just...
Perhaps you two can work this out later. I'd like to get home in time to pick up my kids.
Yeah, let's wrap this drama production up, please.
Lassie, Robert.
I do my best.
Now, I've heard from everyone involved, and I will make my decision. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. In order for this to be entirely fair, I will make my decision based on justice and a compromise. Understand?
Well, I think I'm all caught up.
All right, so what do you got? Who wins?
Well, I think the verdict is pretty clear. Dr. Alphelion was the one whose time didn't run out, so he wins the original bit.
Yes!
But if Miss Saunder and Miss Inkworm were to be in said relationship, they would be entitled to a sharing of the prize.
Wait, so if I were to date Mella, we would win?
I suppose so, hun.
Yes, let's do it. Mella, we're dating. We're dating now.
Seriously?
Seriously?
No! No, I take it all back. They can't do this.
This is totally unfair.
Oh, shut up. You're just mad because we're in love.
Yeah.
You are just mad because we have the best relationship ever now. And it's not my fault.
If we're going to make wonderful, beautiful love every time when we think about this moment.
Wait.
What is even the prize at this point anyway?
Inkworm is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Phoenix Dior, with editing assistance from Amakoh. The voice of Melisandre and Arbiter 3 was Anisha Motra. The voice of Annie Inkworm was Phoenix Dior. The voice of Robert Alphelion was Diego Rodriguez Sanchez. The voice of Citrine Carvalia Alyssa Shamad was Quinn Stiefbold. The voice of Arbiter 1 was Soren Astra. The voice of Arbiter 2 was Bee Highland. The voice of Morris was Vincent Chow. All sound effects taken from soundbible.com. Questions, comments, or concerns? Email us at inkworm, that's INKWYRM, podcast@gmail.com, or find us on Tumblr at Inkworm Podcast. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review on iTunes.